Concours écrit comme 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 14. Arab Spring 2.0, The Rise of Women Entrepreneurs. The founders of Instagram might never have guessed they were helping to spur an entrepreneurial revolution among Saudi women. "I'll let you in on a secret," said Deem Albassam. "You use Instagram to share photos, right? We are at home using it as an e-commerce platform. You cannot imagine the number of businesses that are growing on Instagram." Deem's sister, Rand Albassam, saw $10,000 worth of email orders for her turbans in 1 month after she launched on Instagram. She's since established an e-commerce platform. The entrepreneurial siblings from Saudi Arabia, Deem owns a high-profile restaurant in Dubai, are part of a surprising trend: the growing number of women-owned businesses in the Middle East, a region that has long had one of the lowest rates of women's entrepreneurship. The trend is by no means uniform, and in some countries it is hampered by restrictive laws and cultural practices that make it hard for women to act independently. But women all over the Middle East are finding ways to start businesses that range from bakery stalls and bazaars to small manufacturing operations to venture capital-backed e-commerce companies. Technology from social media to crowdfunding is helping to spur the change. The women involved see themselves as the vanguard of a movement that is about more than economics, since it is all about empowerment. Women run only one of every four startups overall in the region, that includes Algeria, Egypt, Iran, Palestine, Tunisia, and Israel. The tech scene is drawing the most attention now. Much of the surge has come about in the years since the Arab Spring. There is a connection between what they were asking for in the Tahrir Square and the entrepreneurship, because they come from the same place, said Christopher Schroeder, author of Startup Rising, about startups in the Middle East. Tools of technology that allow people to express their voice politically, societally, culturally, why wouldn't they unleash desire for an economic voice as well? Social media and crowdfunding platforms are helping to drive the change by connecting women with their markets and by filling in traditional gaps in financing, both for startups and micro-enterprises. Instagram said it does not provide data on its use in different regions. Other companies do. San Francisco-based Kiva.org, for instance, has loaned money to 7,000 women entrepreneurs in the Middle East since the beginning of 2011 for a total of $9 million. Even more compelling is the size of its market. Women in the Middle East control $350 million of the region's vast wealth, and they are not shy about spending on fashion and luxury for their families. The average spending of a mother in the Middle East is three times that of a European woman. Like women entrepreneurs everywhere, women in the Middle East face the challenges of playing company boss 1 minute and caregiver the next. In addition, they sometimes face overt sexism, though they go to pains to de-emphasize it in conversation.